Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Wow.
Anthony's back in the studio, guys.
Back again.
He's back in the studio. God is good. We've got my brother from another mother in the studio today. He called in last week, but listen, folks, health care is extremely important.
In more ways than one.
It's extremely important. So, folks, you are listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in America. Yes, I said edutainment.
That's right.
I am having to advance.
We're going to have fun.
Right, right.
While we teach you about money.
Right, we teach you about money and how life and politics affects it all.
Yes.
Right, Anthony. I think people. So if you're listening, we want to shout out all our listeners over the 20 million plus viewers.
Wow.
All over the country.
We are nationwide.
Anthony, 20 million plus people.
Yes.
That's an amazing thing. So all the folks in Atlanta.
We all we want is 1% of you to call us.
Right. And we can help you out, and we can also set you up with some of our team. Oh, let's get that number while you're listening. So 1-800-306-5086. That's 1-800-306-5086. We are still giving away that movie that is shaking up the world, folks. So the baby boomer dilemma has really, really impacted a lot of folks, and people are now calling us and saying, can we get on your calendar? Because, listen, your retirement life matters. Your lifestyle matters. And people don't realize that the market can greatly affect it. So we just want to make sure folks know about that. So give us a call.
And I think it's a great, that movie, let me just tell you guys, if you have not seen that movie, but you want to get a free, when I said complimentary, I didn't say free because we pay for it.
There's nothing so it's thing complimentary. Free lunch, right? Somebody's paying for something.
That's right. So it is really an important retirement movie to look at. What they did was took some of the most important parts of retirement and broke it down into a film where anyone can understand, can relate. Even you have in that film the guy who invented 401ks.
Yeah, Ted Beener. That's
yes. Right. He's right. In that movie talking about the importance of, you know, why it is actually you need to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, everything we talk about today is broken down in that movie. You want to watch it. We've had people's lives change just by watching it.
And, Anthony, what I think is so important about that movie is that it wasn't coming from just some insurance folks talking or from some just investment folks talking. Because the investment folks, they don't really love that movie, right?
No.
Because it's talking about putting money in guaranteed places. And when you buy, I always tell people, when you buy insurance, you buy it for assurance,
right?
And so when you have a nest egg that you're trying to retire, I always say to my clients and folks that listen, I said, listen, you've done a great job, you know, but you've gotten, you went out and bought a beautiful home,
mm-hmm.
and you have property insurance, right? You've got all that insurance on it. And I tell folks, you've got these wonderful cars that you now drive around in, and you drive with insurance, right?
Yep.
I said, so some of you even have insurance on your cell phones and all these other devices, right, Anthony? And people will sell you homeowners insurance for the, you know, for your burglar alarm. You have insurance for that in just case somebody breaks in. But you don't have insurance on your retirement.
That's right. That's right.
How do you not have insurance on your number one financial opportunity or what you have? You don't have insurance on that. So I think it's important for folks to get the real reality as opposed to the, let's just say, media-driven narrative.
Well, you know what's the funny thing? I think people don't understand that there is insurance for you. And I love how you said that, because really, even I just had an epiphany. What we offer and what we educate people on is that for everything in your life, there is insurance.
That's right.
There's insurance on your life when you die.
Mm-hmm.
There's insurance when your health.
That's right.
When you go to the hospital. There's insurance on your car. There's insurance on your cell phone. But how many of you have insurance on your retirement?
They don't really understand the importance of it, because you've got some of these guys, gurus out here, that they fish, some
yes.
of them, right? And they become fishers of your accounts.
Yes.
Right? And so you have to be very, very careful with who you align yourself with. And we always say this, and I want you guys to know this first and foremost. There is no such thing as someone not having a bias.
That's right. That's right.
But my bias must align with your best interest.
That's at the end of the day, if it doesn't fit your best interest, it's totally up to you. It's not up to somebody to tell you what to do. Remember, this is about freedom of choice. You know, these gurus will tell you, oh, insurance is not good. It's not good.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Tell that to how many people die every single day without insurance.
Without insurance.
And their families have to now do chicken dinners.
That's right. That's right. If I see another GoFundMe, whatever they, yes. Oh, my goodness, man, for anything. So, guys, get on the fun on this. Get on the call on this. Make sure you got that protection. 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. We want to thank our sponsors, our new sponsors, My Virtual Docs.
Yes.
And Anthony, we got another one. What is it? Insta?
Instasure.info.
Instasure.info. Well, make sure we'll play you a little commercial in a second. Before, I guess right before we go to commercial break, we'll call it our commercial break because they have, every station has their own little breaks and yes. Even during our commercials, doing our show. So, but My Virtual Docs and Instasure.info.
That's right.
Make sure you check it out, folks. So you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, and we're going to go into what I always call the cup. Actually, Anthony called it the cup. I kept calling it the morning cup and the midday cup. I couldn't figure it out because we're on the day.
Different time right. of day.
So Anthony came up with it. Just call it the cup.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, I love it, Anthony. It sounds like a show on its own, right?
It is.
Well, the cup, and we always say, my cup.
Run it over.
So my cup runneth over. Y'all hear that? That sounded good, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we harmonized a little bit.
So the cup, and as you guys know who've been listening to us for several years now, all over the country, from Atlanta to L.A., San Bernardino County, Boston, Lowell, you know, Seattle, Washington, the folks out there doing a great job. You know, we just want to, and obviously we can't forget the Carolinas and Rock Hill and all these great places that listen to Coffee and Cash Flow. You know, when we look at this show now, and we always have this theme that we come up with every week. And so I got a theme that I call this in the cup. It's called Back to Work, Back to Reality.
Mm.
Is it however do you want it? Other President Joe Biden. So President Biden, he loves to take credit. And like most presidents, they like to take credit.
They do.
When the economy is doing well. So according to various different...
Let's put that in quotations.
Right.
Well, okay?
Well, so according to some of the information that's come out recently, Americans are back to work, mm-hmm. right? There are some folks out here that are touting it, depending on which network or station you listen to, that are touting it. But there are others that are saying, and I saw something, I think it was in a New York Post, that was saying the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they were saying is that when you look at it, they said that the record job creation and record wage gains, nothing could be further from the truth.
It's not. That's right.
So they said normal wage gains since Biden took over office have been wiped out by sky high inflation, which is now around 8%. Anthony, I got a question. Mm. This is Anthony's. I play Magic Johnson on this radio show sometimes. So guys, if you guys are not familiar with a great point guard, I set Anthony up so he can be Shaq and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right? When it comes to the economy and some of these politics, I call it politricks.
Yes.
Right? So, Anthony, are we back to work? Are we back to reality?
Brother, let me tell you something. what year are we in?
2022, last
2022, right?
Right.
So it's been almost 3 years we've been dealing with this pandemic situation. Hey, can you imagine that? Wow. 3 years, 2020?
Right.
Wow.
Amazing.
But here's the deal. We already know this is not record jobs creation. This is people getting finally back to work after the job shortage. You see every corner, there's a help wanted sign. How many people quit their jobs? How many people went to work doing, you know, like it says, jobs where they didn't have to go into it? To a business.
They work from home. Yeah.
They work from home virtually. Right? So you're talking about he's touting record jobs growth. What you're seeing is a swell. See, people think that, when they see growth, you know, it's like a growth in your hand, right? You know, if you see a growth in your hand, you're not going to say, oh, my hand is growing.
Right.
Now you're like, what's going on?
What's going on?
That's a swell.
I think my belly grew over the pandemic. I have to. Anyhow.
But that's the key here is understanding, and this is the the way the government and politics is, like you said, parlor tricks, right? Because what they do is they tell you what they think that you want to hear, make you feel good, make you feel like your candidate is doing a great job. But at the end of the day, it's the economy doing what it's supposed to do anyways, as people coming back to jobs. But I think Stephen brought up an important factor. Even though, and here's the reason why companies have been seeing increases in wages, because they understand that people now have to deal with inflation. Mm. So what they're doing is they're compensating more of their employees more money to compensate for higher gas prices, for higher inflation. So, yes, you will see an increase in the dollar value that you bring home, but does it mean you're bringing home more money? No. What it means is you're bringing in a bigger paycheck that's going out the other end in your gas, food prices, and everything else.
That's a great point as always, Anthony, because when I was watching this article, and I noticed something that I just got affected by, not just, you know, you look at the gas prices, you look at the shopping, you know you're spending a little bit more money. But I saw it in an actual bill, right?
Yes.
So I got a bill. So where we live, it's in an unincorporated county, right? So we don't get city, services like garbage pickup. We have to hire an outside service. So I've been paying a certain amount of money every quarter for this service. And I noticed I just made the payment a couple of days ago. And I looked at it and they said, first of all, it went from, it was like $2 less, right? And then I noticed there's a $5 fuel surcharge.
Yes.
So they're adding an additional $5 to my bill, which, okay, it is what it is. I have no choice. You know what's going to happen? They said it's right. It's just temporary. That ain't going to be temporary.
That's not. It's
right?
Not.
So you're right, Anthony. So we're feeling it. When I read this article, it says that basically that there is not a single job created. It says in February of 2020, the nation had around 152.5 million total non-farm employees.
That's right.
The highest number ever. Then came the pandemic, which chopped that number down to near 130.5 million. It says that we've since been creeping back up to where we were before.
That's
and
right.
Creeping more slowly as Biden's policies took effect. And we're still not there yet. They said the latest count is 150.9 million total non-farm employees. So we're still significantly short of that 152.
All we've seen is people going back to work, going back to the jobs.
Right.
That's
they even said New York City is missing 454,000 jobs. And what is it, New York? Well, New York City's missing 283,000.
Well,
they're
probably missing all those people because
right.
Those people left.
And that's why they all of a sudden, Anthony, that is a great point. The mayor of New York City, the new mayor, he took away the mandate for employees, right? Because, and the first thing he said, that's why I tell people all the time, follow the money. You know what he said? Tourism has been affected.
Of course it has.
So people are not going. I haven't been in New York
City. I'm surprised New York has really rebounded. When I went to New York during the pandemic, you had to have a vaccination card to walk into a pizza shop.
Yeah, yeah.
To buy a pizza.
Unbelievable. Anthony, my thing about, before we go to commercial, is my thoughts about this whole job creation. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I see signs everywhere, people looking to hire. But here's what I also thought to myself. If you shut down, this is, to me, is just common sense. I'm not an economist, right? But if you shut down employers, businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, okay, we're going to reopen it back up. You taking credit for people going back to the job?
Come on now.
I'm just saying, Anthony, they just went back to work.
That's right.
But they went back to work worse off than what they were before.
Again, it's parlor tricks,
yeah.
Not politics. These guys are using magic to create these numbers.
So this article also says under President Trump, Donald Trump, the economy actually did
add
jobs.
That's right.
Wow, said close to 9 million. In fact, from January 2016 to January 2020, and the median household saw historic wage gains. 7% annual increase in 2009 was the biggest on record.
2019, right?
Yes, that's right, 2019. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is, we talked about this before. It's like, I want the credit if the stock market is up, if people are back to work, But if gas prices are high, hey, wasn't me.
Yeah, because you got, and I'm going to bring it because what part of the article that you're reading here too, it says pure hot air. The wow. numbers don't lie. Our jobs picture is improving too slowly, and workers are seeing their gains eroded every day with what? Gas, groceries, rent, and everything else.
Going through the roof.
Because you have, this is one thing, and I'm going to stop with this here. Not only inflation, but the high prices of gas is causing truck drivers, the cost of a truck driver to get gas into his truck to increase, which increases the cost of delivery to your local grocery or supermarket.
And I think people don't really understand that. That's why you're seeing such charges with some of these, the marts of the world. Everything is going up. Everything is more expensive. So, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. This is why we say we're the number one financial edutainment show in America, because we are retirement and healthcare experts. And Anthony, obviously, is very, very versed in the world of politics and the economy. And so we're just wanting folks to understand, wake up, America, and smell the coffee.
Yes, you
You're
have
listening to.
Listening
to Coffee and Cash Flow. Let's check out one of our sponsors before we go to our break. And I'm assuming it's going to play. You guys remember, this is live. So if it doesn't play, well, there it is.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, they even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs. Online at MyVirtualDocs.com.
That's MyVirtualDocs.com. They are a veteran-owned, minority-owned, women-owned business bringing you unlimited virtual health care with unlimited mental health consultations, a free pharmacy program, including diabetes and other medications, plus wellness app that pays you to work out. MyVirtualDocs.com. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial entertainment show in America. We'll be right back. And we're back.
We're back. I hope you didn't miss us.
Anthony, My Virtual Docs, Instashore.info.
And I'll talk a little bit more about that during my segment and what we do.
That's pretty cool. So, Anthony, as we were talking on the break, we were talking about folks supposedly going back to work. And we say back to work, back to reality. And Biden is saying, however do you want it? However do you need it? I'm going to give it to you.
However do you want it. However do you need it.
All right. We can't. That's it. We only pay you a little bit of that. So like I said, folks, we believe in having a good time. Life can be really, really short. And if we haven't learned anything over this pandemic is that you gotta take life with a smile, man. You've got to fight through it and you've got to maintain and understand and you got to love each other.
Yes.
That's the one thing we want people to do outside of looking at things on your own. Stop listening to everyone and just taking their word for it. Go investigate, right, what we talk about. So, Anthony, we talked a little bit as we were finishing up, but one of the things we didn't talk about within the cup and talking about job creation was the tax implication that President Biden's some of his policies could have. If taxes go up, you can forget about the job creation.
Yeah, definitely. You know, one of the things that President Trump did, and this is the thing that, you know, this party always seemed, there's always seemed to be this political fight is about cutting taxes for the rich, quote unquote, right? Mm-hmm. But cutting taxes for businesses encourages businesses to create more jobs, with the tax credits. I mean, look, there's always going to be one guy who gets through the loop, right? But in general, tax cuts to businesses encourages them to take the money that they would have given to Uncle Sam, who doesn't know how to manage the money.
That's right.
Keep it to expand and grow their business. The incentive is to keep more money in their coffers so they can pay better salaries and pay their employees more money.
And how are you going to do that if taxes are high, inflation is high, and everything? So even if you give someone a raise, they're still not keeping up with the cost of living.
That's right.
Right? So there's a trickle-down effect, and in this way, it is not good.
No.
Right?
No.
So, Anthony, as we do, I was looking at some of these ideas that I come up with, and I look at things over the week. There's several I was looking at. I was looking at something that I'm going to look at. We call this the Mocha Minute. I still don't have a beeper, so if you're a little timer, guys, it can beep. So I'm going to beep, 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 beep. So the Mocha Minute, calls grow for Medicare for all. Uninsured and communities of color hurt the most by the end of COVID-19 funding. And by the way, President Biden is cutting funding all across the country for COVID-19. So I want folks to understand that. Is a peace deal near? Ukraine won't join NATO. I know this was a good one right here. Anthony wants to jump on that. In return for Russian withdrawal, security guarantees. The U.S. prepared to arrest surge of migrants at southern border as it welcomes 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. America welcomes you 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. Now we can also look at how Europe's anti-migrant policies gave rise to absolutely horrific refugees prisons in Libya, which is an African nation.
Mm.
And lastly, there's a new book that actually documents this of the UN and EU in humanitarian crisis for African refugees held in Libyan prisons.
Mm.
I'm not going to touch
that.
There's a lot to unpack
there. Those deserve their own shows by themselves.
That is the Mocha Minute with Stephen and Anthony. Anthony, as we do, we need to go into... Beep, 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 beep. I had to do that and finish it off, right? your retirement, your coffee break with Stephen and Anthony. And this is big news across the nation worried about retirement. I almost made this the topic of the show. It was such big news.
No, I think you did a great job. Everything's going in order. It's going in order.
So this, folks, the House passes the Securing a Strong Retirement Act of 2022. They call it AKA the Secure Act 2.0. It is meant to improve 401ks and other retirement saving plans. There's a lot here. And just to give you the acronym is the Secure Act, but it literally means setting every community up for retirement enhancement. This was created in 2019. And it said it had an overwhelming bipartisan vote. When have they ever gotten together on anything? Of 414-5.
Yeah.
I'm wondering who the five were. Right. So what they're basically saying is by expanding automatic enrollment. So this is automatic enrollment, folks, and employer-provided retirement plans, simplifying rules for small businesses, and helping those near retirement save more for longer. I'm going to go to some of the highlights, Anthony, and you time in wherever you feel
sure
fit or see fit to do so. So let's go to some of the key taking points. I got to find it where it is. It says the Senate version is also in the works of reconciliation of the two bills expected after the Senate passes its version. So I'm going to tell you, folks, it's not a matter of if.
Yeah, it's a matter of when.
It's just a matter of when.
We had talked about, we had highlighted on this because it was in committee when we first talked about this.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it looks like the House version increases catch-up contributions and mandates, there's that word again, that such contribution go into Roth plans. Now, I'm not for mandates, Anthony, but I believe most people should be really thinking about, well, I shouldn't say most. There are some that should definitely be thinking about Roth planning. And if you guys are not familiar with Roth, that is post-tax contributions, and the gain cannot be taxed, at least if it's held for 5 years. There's a five-year rule, or you're 59 and a half years or older. That's very, and even the gain is not taxable. So the principal can't be taxed, but the gain is not taxable. That's a big one. Mandatory distributions are delayed under the Secure Act 2.0. And watch this. Part-time workers will be able to contribute, like Anthony says, contribute sooner. And there's also student loan matching contributions. I'm trying to see if I can go to the breakdown. Oh, here it is. So let's look at the first one. Increased catch-up. So the Secure Act 2.0 keeps the existing 401k and 403b plan catch-up contribution limits. For those ages 50 through 61, it increases the annual catch-up amount to $10,000.
That's right.
For participants ages 62 through 64, starting in 2024. That's actually pretty good. It allows you to put away an additional $10,000. Under the current law, the 2022 limit on catch-up contributions for employees who've reached age 50 is $6,500. So you see there's an additional once you hit
$3,500
for folks that are, 62 to 64.
Mm-hmm.
So it's indexed annually for inflation for a total contribution of, let's say, $27,000 a year. This is within your 401k, your 403b. Obviously, a traditional IRA is it's maxed out at $6,500. So there are other catch-up contributions. I'm not going to read all of this, but what I do like here is that the contribution to employer-sponsored plans must be made to Roth accounts, meaning that these contributions are made with post-tax. I already kind of said this. That can be withdrawn tax-free after retirement. The current catch-up amount for individual retirement accounts, which is an IRA, is 1,000 for individuals 50 and older. The Secure 2.0 indexes this limit to inflation starting in 2023. So the catch-up limit for simple plans, which is another retirement plan that's meant for more smaller employers, Anthony, is raised from $3,000 to $5,000. So I think it was about $12,000 a year. And now if you were in it, you got the additional contributions for you of over 50 of $3,000. Now it's going to be $5,000 additional. So that's about $17,000 you can put away, which is pretty good. Now, delayed required minimum distribution. This is the one I was really want to get to. So if you folks remember, before the Secure Act, the RMDs, which is required minimum distributions, was 70 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It was changed to 72.
Yep.
Why is this important now? So 73 years of age, you can further
starting
delay.
Starting in 2023.
Right. So, and this is anyone who's reached 72 after December 31st of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And age 73 before January 1st of 2030.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch this, Anthony. In 2030, they're delaying RMDs. And if you guys don't understand what this means you don't have to take out money if you don't need to, which means you don't have to pay Uncle Sam taxes.
That's right.
Right? So 74 starting in 2030 for individuals who reach age 73 after December 31st, 2029, and age 74 before January 1st, 2033. Now, here's the other one. So 75 starting in 2033. I'm thinking, how old? I won't be that age. So it doesn't matter. So for individuals who reach age 74 after December 31st of 2032. So now we're talking RMDs, folks, have gone from 70 and a half to eventually by 2033,
75. Which is good. It means you get to keep more of your money to grow, instead of paying it out in taxes, which, if you're not familiar with RMDs, it's required minimum distributions. So you want to research, especially if you're turning of age. And even if you're not, and again, those of you that are 65 now need to be thinking about how your money's positioned. Because the government wants to get their piece.
All of it. And Uncle Sam, even when you've paid taxes on things, what people don't remember is that when your Social Security they can still tax your Social Security benefit, folks. This is why you need to call people like myself and Anthony. We're not just assets under management. We're not looking at just getting money off of your accumulation. There is an important reason why you need to work with a retirement income distribution specialist. We are retirement income experts when it comes to the distribution phase. It's important to understand there's taxes coming. Now, how can you be positioned to not pay so much in taxes?
That's right.
So 1-800-306-5086. You can ask for myself or Anthony if we're not available. And we are licensed all over the country, by the way. So when people are listening to the show, they're thinking, well, can they help me here? Yes. It's something called Zoom. Right. And you don't give us the money. We give the money to the companies and organizations that we we work with, and these are all A-rated companies or better. So these are very strong financial institutions that we only recommend. And if there's someone in your area who's listening and wants to become a preferred coffee and cash flow, we call it freshly roasted or sealed, right? Then we will definitely look to them and we'll bring them on, and they'll be a freshly roasted advisory firm. But you have to be holistic. Must be a holistic planner. So, Anthony, I'm going to wrap this up and go into the last pieces of this. It says expedited part-time worker access to 401k plans. The original 2019 Secure Act set a 3-year timeline beginning in 2021 for part-time workers to be able to contribute to their employer's 401k plan. Secure Act 2.0 shortens that from 3 years to 2 years, making the first group eligible on January 1st, 2023. Mm. Wow, that's just next year. That's just next year. So there's authorized student loan matching. This is big. Secure Act 2.0 legalizes the IRS-endorsed practice of employers making matching contributions based on employee student loan payments. That's a big one. Even if the employers are not making retirement plan contributions. I want y'all to hear me say that again. The law legalizes endorsed practice of employers making matching contributions based on employee student loan payments, even if the employees are not making retirement plan contributions. This action cleans up concerns about compliance, since current law doesn't specifically authorize the practice. There's a couple of additional provisions as written. The Secure Act 2.0 would also create a retirement savings lost and found database. You know, sometimes the government actually does something right. At the Department of Labor to allow workers and retired to find accounts left at former employers. That's a big one, Anthony. How many times have you run across a client that says to them, well, I had a 401k account with my former employer, but, and you ask them, well, where is it now? I think it's still over there. And you're like, you need to know where your retirement is, right? So creating up to $1,000 per employee. Now, this is big for all of you small business owners that are here that are listening to this show. It creates an up to $1,000 per employee tax credit for small businesses that offered a savings plan. That's huge. Per employee. And expand the employee plan's compliance resolution system, EPCRS, to allow more errors to be self-corrected. Increase public awareness of the savers tax credit, the retirement savings contribution credit available to low and moderate income workers. Extend some features of the 401k and the 403b. Eliminate barriers to investing in what, Anthony?
Lifetime income annuities. That's right.
Y'all heard that? So I guess they're saying that lifetime income annuities are a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. That's an insurance for your retirement.
What we've been telling you guys.
Yep.
Now, we believe that it's great to have these 401k plans that are sponsored by the employer, but they have limits of funding, folks. So if you really need to put away a lot more money, this is not the place to do it. We have places that you can put hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars away in legally.
Yes.
And if you're an employer and you have a key employee that you want to keep with you, you can get a tax deduction. That employer gets a taxable to the bonus. You can double, you can pay that again, and then that tax money comes out tax-free for that key employee.
Mm.
This is what we do, folks. And you can't do that through the traditional Washington and Wall Street. It is not ERISA. You don't have to have an ERISA-compliant agreement in order to do that. Anthony, again, folks, if that don't make you move.
That's right. And also, too, let's not forget our nonprofit folks. It also allows nonprofits to offer defined contribution plans. And I think that's important too. Because, you know, one of the things that we know that everybody has to have a retirement plan.
Everybody has it. So, folks, again, the number is 1-800-306. People, he said a number a lot. Because people act like they don't
hear.
That's
right.
Right? Sometimes they act like they're here and they say, man, you said it so fast. So I do this because of experience, right? So we tell folks 1-800-306-5086. Check us out online at figwealthpartners.com. Send us a message. Follow us. Like our Facebook page of Coffee and Cash Flow. And let's get in on this fun if you're looking to be able to. I'm going to say this again. If you want to promote your brand to over 20 million possible people. I think you should be calling that number as well, Anthony.
That's right.
So, we want to go into more coffee, please, with Anthony.
Yes, sir. Well, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
Like it's never been my turn.
Right.
But listen, so again, my spot is sponsored by Instasure.info. And basically, if you're looking, that's right. You got my little sound effects. If you're looking for, you know, insurance, you know, you're looking for the health and dental and vision and all the other good stuff, go to Instasure.info. You'll get a lot of information on there and get a quote. So listen, what I wanted to talk today about is related to some of that. And it's great that we ended up, because we talk about retirement here, but we don't talk a lot about groups.
No.
And about group health care, group plans. A lot of you that are out there, maybe small employers, and you may be working in a small group with less than 50 employees. One of the biggest challenges you have is keeping good employees, keeping good people working with you. And one of the things that we have been discussing is how do we give these employers the opportunity to save money on their plans and give their employees the best plans that they can.
That's right.
Well, folks, did you know that you don't have to? And in fact, it's probably going away. You know, some of the carriers may not like what I say here, but, you know, the traditional group plans are going away. Why? Because guess what? Folks are really dissatisfied. If you're listening to this call and you have a health plan at your job and the copays are high, the deductibles are high, you know, those things actually, you know, it discourages people a lot of times from going to that. If you're paying $50 to go see a doctor, you know, you're probably not going to go there.
Well, and Anthony, I want to chime in on what you're saying, because InstaSure also obviously can helps with My Virtual Docs. This is also the reason why that was created, to help these small group employers or folks who have these high deductible, the cost HSA plans, who you really don't have access to a doctor. Now we're talking about a plan that you can access with no copays.
That's right.
Virtually.
That's
so
right.
Please continue. That's
So we want to listen. We literally want to break up your group plan. If you have an employee, if you're an employer or you work with an HR department where you know that every employee is complaining about the health plan that they have, you know, we want to show them some better alternatives, because there are better alternatives than traditional health group plan. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't know that you're eligible. Now, the other thing is, those of you that are working for Uber or any of these, gig operations, and you don't have a health insurance plan and you want something to work for you, there are plans out there now. In fact, if you don't know, Biden just released, now again, I know I am not, I'm speak this very kindly, I am not a Biden fan, but that's okay. It's okay.
He's biting his time until the new election.
He's biting his time. But let me say this. You know, again, the American Rescue Plan actually just enacted, and it just actually came into fruition. As of this month, you can now get a plan if you make less than
150% of the
150%. If you're at 150% poverty level, which is for an individual, it's about $19,000 a year.
Right.
For a couple, it's about $32,000 around there per year. You may qualify, and in fact, if you miss the last enrollment or you don't have any insurance, in fact, some of you may have applied for insurance and got turned down, because especially on the marketplace, because if you don't make a certain amount of money in the marketplace, you can't get a marketplace plan. Well, I'll tell you, folks, you may qualify, and we can show you how you can get a health plan. You need to call us 800-306-5086, because it's important. It is important that you have a health plan. I'm a diabetic. And guys, I will tell you something. you know, not having a health plan in this environment is dangerous. It's good. I tell Stephen all the time, it's dangerous. It's good and it's bad because, you know, the doctors, they want to take advantage of that health plan.
That's right.
But here's the deal. You can get a health plan right now. You don't have to be in open enrollment. If you're a barber, waitress, anybody with a part-time job and you can't prove income, you can't prove the amount of income that the government wants, you may qualify for a subsidy to get zero-cost insurance.
That's big, Anthony, what you just said. Zero-cost insurance. And we've seen it. We saw yes. it, especially during open enrollment. Now, open enrollment is still available now, if you guys are not paying attention. But Anthony's right. There are some really good plans out there right now that you can get. But you need people that are experts like Anthony that can help you guide you through the way.
That's it. And again, what's really cool is as an employer, you can actually offer these plans. Here's the little catcher row. You can save up to 50% on your group plan by breaking up your current group plan. And you can create an open enrollment for your employees.
You told me about that before. I forgot
That's
all
right.
about that. You did tell me about
you
that.
You can create a plan, and we will help you put together a plan that saves you up to 50%.
Yep.
So you get your cake and eat it at the same time. So again, what we're talking about here is saving money and giving your employees a better plan. Because here's the problem with your group plan, and most of you out there listening to this, especially if you have a spouse. Mm-hmm. Your company is not obligated
right.
to pay for spousal coverage.
That's right.
And so most people, is not only are they having to pay for their own, you know, they're paying for a portion of their own health care. Company's paying the other portion, but the company's not going to pay for your spouse. So that means you got to come out of pocket to pay for that. Well, what if you can give your employees a plan that can pay for them and their employee and take some of the savings that you've had, and now you could put it into dental, vision, and other ancillary products that'll help keep that employee and put it into a retirement plan. Mm. It is amazing what you can do. Again, you want to give us a call, 800-306-5086. That's 5086. And you can ask for Stephen or I, and we will show you how you as an employer can save money. So this is Anthony. I'm come back next week. We'll talk about some other stuff.
And it's good to have Anthony back in the building. So, guys, remember, instashore.info.
That's right.
And we're going to play, obviously, the sponsor again, My Virtual Docs, which Anthony can offer as well as part of the program of helping these small businesses and individuals with coverage. And I think it's a great idea. So let's take a listen to that wonderful commercial before we go to another commercial break.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, they even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs. Online at myvirtualdocs.com.
And that's myvirtualdocs.com, available nationwide for your employer, for the individuals and the families. It covers the entire household, even has a pet coverage. This is not insurance. It's health care, folks. So there's no copays to use the service. You pay a monthly fee. Myvirtualdocs.com. You can also get it through Anthony. You can call 1-800-306-5086. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll be right back as we wind this thing on down.
We're back.
Anthony, that was good. I really think that a lot of the small businesses are not aware, because a lot of the big brokers, they don't really want the small business.
No, they don't. And a lot of small businesses don't qualify even for that. And then some people don't think, you know, that they are a small business. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a taxi driver, if you're a waitress, you're a small business, technically.
That's right. So I think, folks, you need to be aware of that. And that's why you got to give folks a call and make sure you understand. Go to instashore.info.com.
Well, it's instashore.info.
That's right. I said .com. Like, that sounds like too many different things. So it's just instashore.info.
.info.
Right. Yep. So make sure you go check that out, folks. And myvirtualdocs.com is a solution for your healthcare as well. It complements the high deductible traditional
health insurance. You know, what's really interesting, guys, is what we do, what Stephen and I do, we look for the things that complement your lifestyle.
That's right.
Reduce your cost. At the end of the day, it's about reducing your cost. And if you don't reduce your cost, you have less money to put away. You have less money for retirement. You know, again, with inflation, you need to be finding ways to reduce what you're putting out.
You better.
So you have more money in your savings.
You surely better, because if you don't, you won't have none. So, Anthony, so I want to go into something. Speaking of cost and money, Anthony, this kind of thing is, we talk about this every week, the boiling point. And I know we keep saying we're going to have people calling in, and we just guys, we get busy. Bear with us. We will get that going. But one of the boiling points that I want to mention today, and I don't believe in free press, so I'm not going to say this company by name, but I'm going to say this with what they've done has gotten me kind of under my skin. So, Anthony, this company is, let's just say, they are a credit card company that likes to call everything in synchrony. I mean, we're getting things synced, synchronized, right?
Okay.
I think I might have already said it. But in any event, Anthony, what they have done is they will offer you a credit limit or credit amount, and you get approved for this credit amount. And what we've seen, so I've had this experience personally over the years. I had a, when you're not, one of the companies is a mattress firm. Let's just say this. And they're known for not being, well, when you're not fully awake, you're tired, right?
Yeah.
And there's another word for that. They didn't do anything wrong. But they issued out a card. And years ago, I bought it. I was buying a mattress. And I said, okay, cool. And it was through this NSYNC organization.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I paid every amount on time, paid it up early. I didn't know they made it a credit line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, cool. What anybody know about credit means that if you have a credit line that's open, they say don't close it, right? Leave it open because it helps your credit.
Sure.
Well, I paid it off early. It's sitting there wide open showing me all this extended available credit. They closed the account, right? Second adventure. The Mart company gives me the same NSYNC company, right? Starts me off with a decent credit limit. All of a sudden, they started dropping my credit limit.
Hmm.
I said, never missed a payment. Pay on time. I've paid it off several times. And well, we randomly decided to do this. I said, what? What do you mean?
Wow.
How do you just randomly decide to do that? So, part three, I go and get a card from, you know, when you're not buying high, you buy low.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And so I got this line of credit they issue. I said, I don't want no more credit cards. I said, I'll just do it. This was over a while ago. So I did it. And I'm like, all right, cool. I got this credit line. It's cool. So I use it a couple of times, you know, pay some stuff off, pay on time again, always paying on time. You know what they did? They reduced the credit limit down to what I owed. So now it was a dramatic drop for no reason.
Wow.
So this company, folks, be aware of their NSYNC, Rennie, right? Be aware of the shady business practices that they do.
Yes.
And they can't give you any reason for it.
Wow.
So they just tell you, oh, we just ran. No, you didn't. Nothing changed on that credit report. It was the exact same when you approved me. Then months later, you decide to lower it. So now, guess what that does? That makes you say you're using too much of your available credit.
Yeah.
This is the wicked game. So politicians and folks that are out here, you really want to help the American public, go after some of these credit card companies that are using usury rates and that have extremely poor practices.
Yeah.
This is my boiling point, Anthony.
The boy's boiling.
Totally pissed me off. And I'm just going to be, you know, so I just... It is what it is. I just wanted to just let folks know, just to be aware. We're going to go to a quick commercial break again, Anthony. We want to thank our sponsors again, My Virtual Docs, InstaShore.info. Make sure you guys check them out online. This is the new wave, folks. Virtual primary care, telehealth has never been more important, has never been more utilized since the pandemic. Folks have gotten extremely comfortable. Now you need somebody to talk to. You're talking mental health. You're talking virtual primary care. You're talking traditional telemedicine. You get the same doctor. Now you have a great free pharmacy program that gives you all these medications. And you have other access to other plans with Anthony that he can also bring to the table.
Definitely.
Folks. So you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Steve.
And Anthony.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
We're back, folks.
Anthony, they still like us. We're still on the air.
Yes, they haven't canceled us yet.
So we haven't pulled the plug. So, folks, I hope you're having a good time like we're having. I mean, I really enjoy having my brother from another mother, as we say, back on the show. Anthony was dealing with some health concerns and really just bad doctorate. I'm sorry.
My goodness. It was a circus, I tell you.
I just swallowed some gum. So, I mean, just bad. But speaking of bad, North Carolina Duke and Sports Bucks.
Uh-oh.
North Carolina Tar Heels defeated their arch rival in what is now the number two most watched college basketball game of all time.
Mm.
Rivalries run hot, run blue, run light blue, run dark blue. And North Carolina, I've been a Tar Heel fan since I was a kid. And it's a national rivalry, even though they're only 6 miles apart. Yeah. North Carolina defeated Duke, and they defeated Mike Krzyzewski, who is the all-time, he's just he's probably the greatest coach of all time. I'm going to say this as a Carolina fan. And shout out to Mike Krzyzewski, who's made more than $100 million while he's been in Durham.
Wow.
So he's been there since 1980, but he's made over $100 million from his salary. Who knows how much he's made from endorsements, right?
And everything, yes.
Right, and his investments and all these other things. So we retired Mike Krzyzewski. I said we. Carolina has officially retired. We had a retirement ceremony. We first gave him a partial retirement ceremony at Cameron Indoor Stadium, and then we gave him his final one in the Final Four. So shout out to Mike Krzyzewski, all jokes aside. This is Sports Bucks with Steve. Anthony, we've got one. Well, we go to before we get out of here in what's in your cup.
Yeah, we got to leave you something really interesting, right?
Anthony, I don't even know which one of these I want to touch.
Yeah, let's go with the one on the balcony, because the other one is just too gruesome.
It's just too gruesome. And it's just, so, Anthony, this is when social media.
Yes.
And the need to be seen.
Uh-oh.
I got to be famous, right? I need to be famous. I need people to know I'm someone. Mm. This is the addiction of fame.
Yes,
has
absolutely
gone too far. Anthony, so apparently, according to our folks out there in L.A. who listen to our show, this was from a Fox affiliate. So apparently, a lady, after a picture was taken, and Anthony, why is she doing this? The woman fell from an apartment balcony and broke both of her legs,
ooh,
as well as suffered fractures to her arms, hips, and head.
Jesus.
Because she was trying to perform some sort of extreme
yoga.
Extreme yoga.
On her balcony.
And apparently, on her balcony, she was 6 feet up. Anthony, she better be glad she wasn't 7.
Yeah.
So we want to ask young people out here. The young lady, we're glad she's not dead.
Yes.
We want to ask these young folks out here that are doing everything for fame and for...
maybe fortune.
Fortune. Well, she sure is fortunate.
Fortunate, yes. She kept her life.
What's
in your cup?
Anthony, I don't even want to hang off my second floor looking out a window. So I'm not about to hang out of a balcony doing a yoga trip, a yoga routine upside down on a balcony.
Mm. Mm.
So, folks, it's not worth it to be that much famous.
Well, they used to lick frogs when I was growing up. Lick the back of the frog and all that other stuff, you know, the cinnamon challenge and all this other nonsense.
Oh, my goodness. Well, folks, Anthony, you got any final thoughts beyond that?
Well, listen, folks, you know, I'll tell you, just don't hang out the balcony doing open yoga. But no, I definitely want to say you want to contact us because, again, it's so important that you understand what's available to you. And I love what Stephen said about ensure your retirement. I'm going to take that with me.
Yep, let's reinsure it and make sure you have a retirement that you can enjoy. It's meant for that coffee break so you can take the next 20, 30, 40 years or more because people are living longer now when they're not hanging on balconies to enjoy their retirement. So I'll say this in lieu of basketball, in lieu of everything in sports and just life in general. Winners are not people who never fail, but people who never quit.
Mm.
This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.